Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a twofold show. We're going to talk to a guest here in the first half of the show. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about International Women's Day. I want to talk about the women versus the men, and you might be a little surprised at my attitude about that. But first of all, we're going to visit with Kevin Anderson. He's a writer, and he's published 125 books, for more than 50 of which he has been national or international bestsellers, and he has written numerous novels in the Star Wars, X-Files, and Dune universes, as well as a unique steampunk fantasy novel, Clockwork Angels, based on the concept album of the legendary rock group Rush. His original works include the Saga of Seven Suns series, the Terra Incognita fantasy trilogy, the Saga of Shadows of trilogy, and on and on and on. He's written lots of books, and he's here today. We're going to talk about the Galaxy Press, which is L. Ron Hubbard, and they present a future writers. I've just kind of lost my mind here. They have the, we've talked about it before, where they have the award winning for the Future Writers of America. And we're going to bring on Kevin Anderson. Now, Kevin, I'm sorry, I kind of botched that all up this morning.
Writers of the future.
Writers of the future. There you go.
That's fine. You should have just turned me loose and said, Kevin, talk while I go have another cup of coffee.
Well, you know, I could have done that. And we'll just do that now. How's that?
Sure. Well, I'm kind of a busy, prolific, best-selling author. I think I'm actually up to 56 national or international best-selling novels so far.
Instead of 50, you're up to 56. But who's counting?
Well, that's, you know, it's been a week or so since we sent you a bio, so I've got to keep busy, you know.
Oh my goodness!
And I've worked for a lot of Lucasfilm projects for Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
Star Trek stuff and X-Files, and I co-author a bunch of books with Frank Herbert's son, Brian, in the Dune universe. And Dune is, some of your listeners might know, it's one of the best-selling science fiction books of all time. So it's a big classic. And I've also written comics for Batman and Superman. And I just like to make up stuff, Beth Ann. That's my job, is I tell stories and I lie for a living and make things up. And you know, these days, it used to be, if you were a writer, you had to go through the full-on, you know, you had to write your book and find an agent, and it would go to, like, Bantam Books or the big publishers in New York. And in the past 10 years or so, the entire industry has changed so much so that it's really possible, if you are just an aspiring writer, that you can really get your works published. People are doing it themselves on Amazon and Kindle, or there's ways that you can get your books printed yourself. So it's become more of a do-it-yourself and cottage industry where it's an explosion of new books and new writers, and the downside of that is that any idiot thinks they can write a book and they publish it when it isn't necessarily worth it.
There are a lot of those out there.
So one of the reasons that I'm on here to talk is that every year it's the Writers of the Future contest, and it's got a very clever and easy to remember website URL that is writersofthefuture.com. And it's a contest that is for new writers only. So people like me don't get to submit to it. And it's, if you're a writer and you've written, well, it's mainly focused on science fiction, fantasy, and horror. So if you're writing a short story, you can submit to the contest, and it's all blind, so your name isn't on it. So all the judges just read the stories and judge them on their own merits. And every quarter, it's four times a year, they judge them. And every quarter, there's a first, second, and third place winner, and it's It's big prize money. About, I should have looked it up. I'm sorry. It's, I think it's $500, $750, and $1,000 for second. Or,
well, and it's not just that. This Riders of the Future. John sent me, John Goodwin sent me a video, and I watched that. And these riders that make it into this contest or that win, I mean, it's quite an accomplishment and an immediate recognition.
Mm-hmm. And you get, not only do you get the prize money, but you get this all-expense-paid week-long writing workshop in Hollywood, and it's taught by major best-selling and award-winning writers like me and a bunch of other writers and judges. And we teach the students for a full week, and then at the end of it, there's this big glitzy award ceremony that just kind of makes the Oscars look like it's amateur hour. You know, we really do our stuff right.
And, well, I could tell
and
that.
So it's I'm sure they would think otherwise, but you know, we have our own pride to do this. But it's really this great group of writers, students and instructors and industry professionals, and we are now this is the 34th year that's about to take place next month. So it's been around longer than most of our prize winning writers have been around. And I've been a judge since, oh gosh, probably 15 to 20 years, and I used to submit to it when I was a new writer. So it's really kind of an iconic thing in the science fiction and fantasy field. So writersofthefuture.com if you're interested. And the cool thing is, unlike other contests, there's no entry fee. They don't take any rights if your story doesn't win. I mean, there are some real scams out there, but this one is... I recommend it, but you don't know who I am anyway. But
writersofthefuture.com, that's where they actually go to enter.
Yeah, and that's where all the information is, and you submit your story, and all the rules are there. So if you can't read the fine print, then you're probably not going to win the contest anyway. But just go and look at the contest stuff. But I believe there are videos of past award ceremonies and things. So it's just a great way that I see some of my peer writers, because we're all teaching it every year. Mm-hmm. But also, a lot of our students have gone on to become very successful themselves. In fact, a couple, they have become more successful than I am.
Uh-oh.
So they've sort of skyrocketed past us. But that's okay. We cheer them as they rocket past to stratosphere.
I got a kick out of one of them on that video because he was saying it took him X amount of months to write his book, and now he's got to write something in like 24 hours or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And I thought that was kind of funny. You know, you've talked about that you mentioned that you write lies for a living and that you make money off of that. But, you know, that's something today I think that we've kind of lost with our children because of the high technology. They sit there with the video games and everything. And imagination is important to growing children, and it's important to everyone. We need to have an imagination, and it's out of the imagination, you know, the science fiction that, you know, sometimes things are invented. You know, we know that that's what happens, you know, out of the imagination. Somebody has to think it up before they can put it on a piece of paper.
Well, and it's as writers, we come up with crazy ideas, but we also inspire, like, engineers who are looking at things. And, you know, they looked at the old Star Trek at their communicators, and somebody said, I can make a telephone that works like a Star Trek communicator. And, mm-hmm. and like, iPads were on Star Trek before you ever saw them in use. And there's just tons of technology that science fiction people made it up because we thought it was cool, and then it was some other scientist or engineer was inspired to actually make it a reality. So it's really, science fiction is kind of important in that we get to run thought experiments, and it's bad stuff as well as good stuff. I mean, we can go, but what if something went wrong with this really cool invention? So
we're headed into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Maybe I've got some writers that are listening and would like to visit with you. This is your chance to talk to another a published author who has written many books and won many awards for his books. You give us a call. Talk to Kevin Anderson at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And be sure to go to writersofthefuture.com and get signed up. Get your literature out there. Writersofthefuture.com. And we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm having a problem today. I'm not sure what it is. But I'm visiting today with Kevin Anderson. And we're talking about Writers of the Future contest. And if you're an aspiring writer, you need, and you've got something that you really have been wanting to get it out there, enter this contest. What have you got to lose? It doesn't cost you anything. Just do it. You know, get out of your box and just do it. You know, you've got an imagination. It's writersofthefuture.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's a good swift kick, Beth Ann. You go ahead and get them in there.
Writersofthefuture.com. Well, I know they're being shy. They didn't call me up on the phone, and I know I've got writers out there that are listening because they're always calling me and wanting me to put them on with new books. Writersofthefuture.com is where you need to go. It's got all the rules and everything. Then when is the next contest coming up?
Well, it happens every quarter, so and there's okay. There are specific deadlines, but if you miss this one, then enter the next one. It'll just constantly go through. And that's one of the other things that sometimes writers need the swift kick to get something done. And you can look at the four deadlines of the Writers of Future contest. So there's one every quarter. And so use that as an incentive so that every quarter you manage to write one new story and send it in.
When the pressure's
on. One of these days you're going to win, and then you get out the free trip to Hollywood, you get it published, you get paid for it, you get prize money, and, you know, it makes me jealous that I'm a professional author because I can't enter it.
But, you can't enter anymore, yeah.
But nobody's going to sympathize with me. Yeah, nobody sympathizes with me too much.
But you're a judge. What do you look for as a judge?
Well, when I get the stories, they're like I said, there's nobody's names on them, so I have no clue whose stories there are. I just read the stories, and I just I'm a reader, so I read through it, and if it's a good story, it kind of goes on the let's consider this one, and if it's too artsy-fartsy, or if it doesn't make any sense, or it's the description is bad, or there's no characters, well, then it's a better luck next time stack. But we just look for a story that captivates me and doesn't have to be any specific, whether it's science fiction or fantasy or a ghost story or something. As long as it's a good story and it keeps you reading all the way through to the end, then you've succeeded in the top probably 5% already there. And then we pick the best of the best, and the people who have the most potential to become famous and well-established writers in their own right.
Well, that's awesome. I want to give the website again. It's writersofthefuture.com, writersofthefuture.com. It's a good way to get your, also just to get your stuff out there, even if you don't win. I think it's good just to sign up, enter it, get going on it. I didn't realize it was every quarter. I'm a little bit slow sometimes. I didn't realize that you did that many times. And because I've had John on, and we've talked about it briefly and quickly before, but I really wanted to let everyone know that it is quarterly. So you've got lots of opportunities. So I don't know about other people, and I don't know about you, Kevin, but I kind of work best under pressure sometimes. So if you got a date, you got to get her done by.
What's that? Your term paper or your college exam or something, you just do it the night before and rush it through.
Rush it through. It's that time. Order the pizza and get it done.
Yep,
order the pizza. 34 years is a long time to have been doing this contest. That says a lot in and of itself.
Well, I mean, it's clearly helping people out, and there are like hundreds and hundreds of past winners who have gone on. For the 25th year, we did this whole like a coffee table book and summarizing sort of a where are they now thing, and we were astonished to look back over the 25 years at just how many of the contest winners have gone on to become successful. I mean, usually in a writer's contest, they'll take their contest, and you might have 1 in 100 who actually goes on to publish a novel or something. And our success rate is way higher than that. We've got thousands of novels so far been published by the prize winners, and many more thousands of short stories, and they've gone on to write scripts, and one's won an Academy Award for an animated film, and all kinds of these real premier things that have come from the people who started out in the contest. So we're proud of our little babies that have left the nest, and I just love to keep paying it forward, because when I was a new writer, I had some people who mentored me, and this is the way that I can help them out. So when I've got my own novels, I've got a brand new graphic novel that's coming out called Stalag X, about human POWs in an alien concentration camp, which is kind of cool. I wrote that with Stephen Sears, who was the producer of the TV show Xena, Warrior Princess. So
we like Xena
together. and Stalag X is coming out in a couple of months, and it's up for pre-order now. We just I was at this big thing called Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle last weekend, where 100,000 fans were going.
Oh my goodness! Yes, that's huge.
Costumes, and yeah, so that was kind of an amazing thing, and we debuted our Stalag X there, and
that's almost like stepping into one of your books, isn't it?
Well, my books tend to make a little more sense, but you know, these people are just—they like I said, I lie for a living. I make up stories, and these people live in the stories that I make up. So I couldn't be more thrilled to see people who have spent weeks building up a costume to dress up like a character in one of my stories. I mean, there's really no better compliment than that.
That is a great compliment.
A huge amount of fun.
And now I have a question, and I don't know. I got a frog. I have a question. For those who enter and don't win, what do they receive? Do they receive any kind of critique or anything on their particular writing that would be helpful to them?
Depends on how far up the stack you get. If your work, I'll be blunt, if your work is just plain awful, it's going to go on the better luck next time stack. But if you get into like the semifinalist stage, if you're in the top, I don't know, 20 or 25, something like that. Mm-hmm. Our judges usually do some kind of a critique to say, you know, you can work on your opening paragraphs or your characters or the plot resolution needs to be finished. So you will get a critique if you get high enough on the stack, even if you don't win. And there are a lot of semifinalists and finalists and honorable mentions, all of those who get a little bit of advice, which will help you become even better next time that you enter. So that our aim is to get people to win, because we like to show off our winners with the
people. Well, that's what you said, and that's why I wondered about that, because in order to get better, you need a little bit of help, you know, critiquing. You know, sometimes it's hard to take the criticism, but we have to have that in order to improve.
Well, and as we were talking before, though, one of the first steps is just to get your work out there. And a lot of writers just write it and they don't ever send it anywhere. So having the contest as a deadline is an incentive for you to get it out the door and send it off to the contest so that somebody actually looks at your work. That's the first big step. And after that, you get better and better, and you'll be, if you get to a certain level, you'll be getting some critiques, and we hope that helps enough so that you become one of the winners for the quarter. And if you're one of the winners for the quarter, then you get this intensive week-long workshop, which will really make you a much better writer.
Yeah, I got excited just watching some of those that have won in the past talk about going to that workshop, how exciting that was for them, and what an experience that truly was for them. That's probably worth more than the dollars that they won for the contest.
Oh, I think so. And the connections that they make and the lifelong friendships and business contacts, and it's all one big Adams family among writers in the entire industry.
Well, the experience.
But we all know each other.
You know, you're gleaning from the experience and the wisdom of others that have been there where you are and have now gone on and, you know, are successful. I mean, have had published many times, and writersofthefuture.com, that's writersofthefuture.com. Don't just write your articles or your books and put them to the side, think, oh, nobody else is going to like them. You know, sometimes we tend to do that with our imagination. We tend to think it's only for us, but somebody needs to read it. Somebody wants to know what's going on, and somebody else has an imagination, and you can help them grow in that. Enter this contest. I don't think I can say it enough time. Writersofthefuture.com. I think it'll be a great experience just to enter. It's even a better experience if you win or you get to the top of the deck there and they at least start giving you some advice, some critiques. I think that's great.
That's great. Well, I hope we get a lot of your listeners to enter the next quarter or two, Beth Ann. So
absolutely.
We won't know, of course, because we won't see any of that, but we will look for a little uptick. So,
you know, I think artists and writers, I consider them in that, you know, in that realm. I know some musicians that are just, sometimes they're a little different. They'll write something and they're really excited about it, but they're sometimes afraid to share it. And so I want to encourage my aspiring writers that are listening to share it. You've got to share it. So go to writersofthefuture.com. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it very much. Good luck with all that reading you've got to do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you're an aspiring writer and you've written some things or you want to write something, go to writersofthefuture.com and get busy. Writersofthefuture.com. There's lots of winter left. You don't want to get outside. Sit down and write. When we come back, we're going to talk about International Women's Day. Talk about going from one side of the spectrum to the other. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to mention to you before we get started on International Women's Day about MyPillow again and to invest in your family. And we're going to talk about that a little bit with International Women's Day. What about family? You need to invest in your family. And investing in a good night's sleep is investing in your family. Family needs to save money, and they need to be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Having raised a large family, I know how important sleep is to all of us. And family, I was excited as a mom and a grandma, they call me Meemaw, that my pillow is machine washable. I'm asking you to help support CSC Talk Radio through MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special that they have going right now. You need to enter the promo code, which is just my name, my first and second name, Beth Ann. You'll receive two pillows, two pillow premium pillows, as well as two go-anywhere pillows. They're a to-go pillow for half price. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter the promo code, which is just my name, and no capital letters, all lowercase, Beth Ann. And my middle name is Ann without an E, just plain old Beth Ann. You can also call them on an 800 number that is put up special for our show, 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. And again, you have to tell them the promo code Beth Ann, or the show will not get credit for the sale. Your family, your friends, and our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. And MyPillow is made just for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow is made in the USA. By the way, my to-go pillow, I carry it with me. I don't have it today, but I've been carrying it with me all the time because of my little broken elbow. And it is the perfect to put on my lap and just prop my little arm up. MyPillow, promo code Beth Ann. MyPillow.com, or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Bring America home with a good night's sleep with MyPillow, which is made in the USA. It is International Women's Day, and I have 10 little facts here about International Women's Day that I wanted to share with you. And I want you to listen carefully especially number 3. I shared this when I was on the show just prior to this with Power Talks on shortwave. But I wanted to share it with my listeners right here. International Women's Day is largely aimed at inspiring women across the world and celebrating their achievements. That's the first one. Number 2, this is the 10 facts. Its roots are in movement campaigns for better pay and voting rights. Number 3, the first National Women's Day was marked on February 28th, 1909, in the United States after, are you listening? After a declaration by the Socialist Party of America. Why do you think the Socialist Party of America cared so deeply about women's rights? You know, kind of like the Democrat Party right now. Number 4, during the International Conference of Working Women in Copenhagen in 1910, Clara Zetkin, leader of the Women's Office of the Social Democratic Party in Germany, suggested the idea of an International Women's Day. She proposed that every year in every country there should be a celebration on that same day. The idea was met with a unanimous approval. Number 5, in 1911, the International Women's Day honored for the first time in Australia, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, and that was on March 19. Over 1 million people attended rallies campaigning for women's rights to work, vote, be trained, to hold public office, and in discrimination. Number 6, on the eve of World War I, campaigning for peace, Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on the last Sunday in February of 1913, and in 1965 it was declared as a non-working day in the USSR. Do you reckon they still observe that? I don't know. Number 7, International Women's Day was transferred to March 8th that same year and remained the global date for the event ever since. In 1975, the United Nations gave official sanction to International Women's Day and began sponsoring it. You have to sponsor a day, I guess. You got to pay for it. International Women's Day is also an official holiday in 15 countries, including, because we know how well they treat women, China, the Ukraine, and Vietnam. Number 10, this year's theme for International Women's Day, is Press for Progress, and you need to hashtag Press for Progress. I thought that was interesting that in the United States of America it was a socialistic party that declared and pushed for International Women's Day. I watched an article. I mean, I watched Tucker Carlson, and he has a series of discussions. I wish he'd have me on about men and our young men in America. How we've been stripping them of their masculinity. We have an International Women's Day. Where is there an International Man's Day? Men's Day. We have Take a Daughter to Work Day. Where is there a Take a Son to Work Day? They keep claiming that the young boys get all the breaks and the girls don't. But that's not realistic. That's not what's really happening here. Now, I'm all for women being strong, being independent, and I believe that a woman can do whatever they want, whatever the good Lord has empowered them to do. I don't believe that I can lift sheetrock like a man and work on the construction site, but there might be some women who can. I don't really want to. I believe there are men that can be better cooks and are. Than women in the kitchen. I believe if you're a woman and you want to have equal rights and you want to be equal to a man, then you have to be equal to a man. If you want to be a policeman or in the military, they should not make things easier for you because you can't do as many push-ups or pull-ups. You need to do it just like the guys do it. I'm sorry, but that's how I believe. If you can do it, kudos to you. If you can't, then you're not physically equal to that job, to that particular job. You may be equal in other, we are equal, because all men are created equal, and that includes women. That doesn't mean we can all do the same thing. But we all have a part to play in this world. Several months ago, maybe it's been over a year ago now, I don't know, that I talked about the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. They've taken that away. I want to talk about that a little bit. Let's compare the NRA to Planned Parenthood as well. It's International Women's Day. Women and men, life in general, should be celebrated every day. In an equal way. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am a female and I'm proud of it. And yeah, I can't lift the sheetrock even when my elbow ain't broke. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We were talking about International Women's Day. And I commented that I don't believe it's... they always scream about equality, but that's not what they really want. Equality isn't what they're after. And the hand that rules the cradle, or the rocks the cradle, rules the world. They've taken that away and demeaned motherhood as if it was nothing. I'm the mother of five, and I can tell you it was a tough job. And I don't think I did that great of work, but my kids turned out okay in spite of me. I was a young mom, didn't know what I was doing. I guess most young mothers are young when they get started, don't know what they're doing. I believe life is worth celebrating. And we have heard an awful lot about NRA lately, and I just wanted to point out something. I wanted to point out, as they scream at the NRA, saying they have blood on their hands, that they're killing children, I received this article just yesterday. Planned Parenthood has killed 7.6 million babies, children, since 1973. Now, they were hollering at the politicians who might receive some kind of monetary support from NRA. What about all those politicians that have received monetary support from Planned Parenthood. Not only that, but turn it around or go all around the circle and you see that Planned Parenthood is receiving your tax dollars. 40-some plus percent of the revenue for Planned Parenthood, which our Congress has not defunded yet, which in turn has killed 7.6 million children since 1973. Who is it that has blood on their hands? Who is it that has fought for this? Was it the men or the women? This is not equality. This is murder. So if you're going to celebrate women today, let's celebrate some moms who chose life, who raised their children. There are lots of women who are not mothers. And that's okay. But let's not just celebrate women who have been extraordinary as far as the cameras are concerned. Let's celebrate life. That God created man and he created woman. And they are equal. They are to help one another. Did you realize Christianity is the only religion that believes that man and woman are equal and are helpmates? For those of you who want to celebrate International Women's Day today, I want you to go to Proverbs 31 and read from at least from the 10th verse to the end. And you tell me that that woman was not a woman of the world. That she kept, took care of her husband, took care of her family, business. She took care of business. She took care of her household. She made sure that her servants were well taken care of. It says that she cares for the poor. It doesn't say that she went in the streets and wore some pink crazy little hat and screamed for free sex. Because the sexual revolution of my day when I was a teenager is what has brought us down to this, and I mean down, to this time in this nation where we no longer honor life. And we make an International Women's Day or a National Women's Day and we ignore the men. And we act like white men are the drudge of the earth. God made everyone. All colors, all shapes, all sizes. Two genders. Two. Count them. One, two. Male and female. If you're confused about that, and I mean this in a loving, kind way, you need help. Because you're missing out on an awful lot. Planned Parenthood has killed 7.6 million, murdered 7.6 million children since 1973. I don't believe the NRA has killed anyone. And those who use a gun to kill, it is the person that kills, not the NRA. But Planned Parenthood promotes death. They do not promote life, they promote death. If you want to know where we're going, look to London. London recently has closed 500 Christian churches and has recently opened 423 new mosques. If you want to know women who are demeaned, belittled, abused, used, sold, look to Sharia law. They've closed 500 Christian churches and opened 423 new mosques. and they celebrate International Women's Day? I'm sorry. It's all a mask. It's a masquerade. Women have a lot to offer. Men have a lot to offer. Mattel came out with new Barbie dolls, 17 of them. 17 new Barbie dolls for women. You know, my Barbie doll had lots of costumes. I dressed her up like everything from a nurse to a skater. But they've got celebrities here that, you know, like the Gabby Douglas, who was the gymnast, not a skater, a gymnast. And they've also got, and this is one I wouldn't mind having, Amelia Earhart. You know, women, teach the young girls they can do anything. But teach the young girls to be proud of who they are. And mothers and fathers, teach the young boys that they can do anything. And teach the young boys to be proud of who they are as God has created them, male and female. We're equal, but we're different. And I kind of like those differences. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's okay to celebrate International Women's Day, but I prefer you celebrate life and recognize that male and female, God created them equal for a purpose. So let's think about that and be thankful and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.